888-321-100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Mike LePage from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we are a proud supporter of our local communities and school athletics. No team is complete without a good coach. Let Thumb Bank and Trust be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that is Thumb Bank. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Final score from Cass City, Michigan. The Redhawks victorious for the first time in 10 tries over the Elkton Pigeon Maypour Lakers. Final score, Cass City 36, Lakers 12. In week number 4 to improve to 3-1 in the season, 3 games in a row. Victorious for the Redhawks after that week 1 loss to Montrose. Bounced back significantly and looking commanding here in week number 4. Dave Hansen, now we check in with his scoring plays throughout this game.
We'll start right at the top, Clark. Cass City in the first quarter scored first. An Alex Perry 21-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good, and that would be your score at the end of the first quarter. Cass City with the early 8-0 lead. As the second quarter begins, Minetti is able to pound it in for Lakers from 3 yards away. Two-point conversion fails, though, and with 9 minutes to go, Cass City still leads 8-6. The following possession, Sandon Cathrell on play action hits Luke Stern on a 47-yard throw and catch for a score, and Cass City's two-point conversion fails, but they would keep the lead 14-6. Cass City did have a shot at the end of the half to extend their lead, but was unable to do so. A sack threw them out of scoring range, and at halftime it was 14, Cass City, Lakers 6. And in the third quarter, Bryce Sears hits Mason Pasek on a 20-yard touchdown pass. Lakers inches closer, but Cass City still leads 14-12 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and that's how the third quarter would end. In the fourth quarter, though, Sandon Cathrell would hit Luke Stern again, this time on a 38-yard passing touchdown. Cass City would take the lead 22-12, and after a turnover of downs on the first play, Cass City scores again, a 53-yard touchdown run by Jared Nagel. They extend their lead 28-12, just still 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and trying to run the clock out, Luke Stern breaks free for another 26-yard touchdown run, and that'd be the icing on the cake as Cass City would pull away and be victorious over the Lakers 36-12.
36-12, your final score here from Cass City in a commanding fashion for the Redhawks. You know, Lakers came out in that first drive and marched down the field 61 yards in 12 plays, took 6.5 minutes off the clock, and got all the way down to the 20-yard line. Who said, oh boy, this could be a long night for the Cass City defense, as Lakers looked like they couldn't do anything wrong. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Cass City defense comes up with a fourth down stand, turnover of downs. They march down the field for a score, 80 yards, 5 plays, 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock. And then they didn't look back after that. They never trailed in this ball game.
They didn't. The Lakers would inch closer a couple different times early in the first half. They score right away to start second quarter to make it a one-score game, less than that. And Cass City would always seem to respond this time around. And when the game came to the end, he had a big touchdown towards the end, was able to blow Lakers right out and late in this game. And it was just a credit to that defense making that adjustment. Two very long drive for Lakers, coming up with no points early in the first quarter. And once that adjustment was made, Lakers didn't move the ball all that well after that.
No, Lakers moved the ball 61 yards in that first drive. Cassidy then goes down, scores. Lakers responds with a touchdown of themselves on an 80-yard score, makes it 8-6 after a two-point conversion failed. Then Cassidy, 7 yards on that drive. They had three and out, quick punt. Lakers does exactly the same, three and out, only 7 yards gain. They punt. Then Cassidy, 83-yard drive, 6 minutes and 44 seconds for a score. And then Lakers tries to respond, trailing just by 8 points, doable. But then Lakers throws an interception at the 34-yard line, an interception, and then gives the Cassidy. They looked like Cassidy was going to march down the field and score before the half, but they did not, as Lakers stopped them at about the 10 to 15-yard line. And we got to halftime with that 14-6 ball game. But then after that, Lakers, you know, they scored first in that second half with 7:21 left in the – or 2:21 left in the third quarter to make it 14-12. But then after that, well, they moved the ball 24 yards. After that, only 25 yards ended in an interception. And then, of course, the last drive, which was just with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. So really didn't move the ball after those first two drives and that first score in the second half. That's really all that the Laker offense was able to do.
They weren't able to do much, and actually a great play on fourth down where Sears hits Mason Pasek on sort of a lob pass, something that New England would do with Gronkowski. Just kind of lob it up to your big playmaker and see if he can't go get it, because they knew on fourth down and nine they weren't going to be able to run it in. It's just so hard to do. So it was a great play for him to lob it up. Pasek showing off that size and ability, something that I think Coach Verberg is going to utilize in the red zone more often as the season goes on. But he's able to haul down a big reception to make this game close again for Lakers. But puzzling to me, Lakers defense I thought would dominate like their offensive line did. They were unable to and gave up some really big plays. But just goes to show you, Cass City's got some speed, Clark. And when they got out in open space, there wasn't anybody bringing them down. So a really well-executed game from beginning to end by Cass City. And more importantly, I think that the change they made on defense somewhere around the beginning of the second quarter, and Lakers had zero answer for it.
Zero answer there. Let's take a look at the offensive and defensive stats for both teams. Lakers ends up with 261 total yards of offense on 55 plays. 41 of those 55 were rushing the ball for 170 yards. And then they were 8 for 14 through the air for 91 total yards and that one score. For Cass City, 39 total plays of offense for 336 yards. 34 of the 39 were rushing, 5 through the air, 4 of 5 passing for Sandon Cathrell tonight, the junior, in his 22nd start as the starting quarterback for 106 yards and 2 scores. Both of those, all of those catches, all four into the hands of Luke Stern, a 47-yard touchdown as well as a 38-yard touchdown. Those were his fourth and first receptions of the night. But on the rushing side, 230 yards on 34 rushes. Leading the way, Jared Nagel, 10 carries, 93 yards and one score. Luke Stern, 10 carries, 45 yards and one touchdown. Sandon Cathrell, 7 carries, 48 yards on the night. And Alex Perry, 6 carries, 41 yards and a 21-yard touchdown carry for him as well. Impressive numbers for this Cass City Redhawk offense, who have now scored 36 points on the night over a pesky number one defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
I tell you what, Clark, to me, on offense, the biggest difference was the beautiful passes by Sandon Cathrell. I mean, he was on the number tonight. There was even a pass where he was on a dead run and was able to sling it online, on target. The two-point conversion at the end was a great example where he was rolling out to his right and rolling away from pressure and didn't need to set his feet and was able to sling it that 10 yards right on the number for a perfect throw where even perfect coverage wouldn't have had any chance of stopping those plays. And those completions – opened up the running game. A lot of teams in this area run to help with the throwing. Tonight, Cass City was able to throw to open up the running game later in the game. And those four completions that he had were huge. Two of them went for